Turn a Profit, we've got some great help for you. Caitlin Friedman and Kimberly Yorio are the authors of The Girl's Guide to Starting Your Own Business. They wrote their book after merging their companies, and they started into a public relations and marketing firm. Good morning to the
Good
two
morning.
Of you.
Hello.
Well, this is, first of all, what a great read. I loved the book.
Thank you.
I need to know from the beginning, though, tell me, how did the two of you link up together and decide that you wanted to do this and start your own business?
Well, there were a couple reasons. We wanted to have more control over the money we made. I mean, at this point, if we work harder, we know at the end of the day we actually will see some rewards, to sort of help us grow.
So we were in our bedroom sort of separately doing our own thing, and then we really wanted to be able to grow the business, and we found that merging with someone who had the same enthusiasm and the same goals yet different strengths was a really great way for us to grow our business to the next level.
And we're moms. So we wanted
and
that
you wanted to find right have
exactly.
the right timing. Kimberly, I have to ask you. I mean, some of these statistics are staggering. I'm so excited because as a woman who came from business, I love this. In the past 7 years, women-owned businesses have increased at twice the rate of other-owned businesses. Tell us about some of the growth in the business.
Twice the rate and twice the size, which is really exciting. So it's not just us girls in our bedrooms anymore. You know, we're going out there and we're contributing to the economy. We're employing people. We are not only are you growing at twice the size, the center said that the revenue for women's business is 35% higher than the men's business. So, you know, it works. We know what we're doing. You start small, you grow, you do your homework, baby steps, and pretty soon, you know, you have a really thriving company that you can be really proud of.
Okay, right? Caitlin, let's give people some advice here on how they can do it. You go through a series of really important tips, the first of which is to ask the tough questions. Start doing your homework.
Right. These are the questions that nobody wants to think about when they're sitting in their cubicle saying, I really want to run a bakery. These are things like, can I live on a fluctuating income? I mean, you might make money the first month, but maybe not the second month. So can you pay your bills and pay your health insurance and cover your expenses? Second, is your family on board? We have families, and you know, we really rely on them when our schedules change or our stresses change. So we need them to be as enthusiastic for us as we are. So those are two really big
important things.
Kimberly, also you say, what business is right for you? You may love something and be passionate about it, but it may not be the right business for you. Why?
Well, I mean, because you need expertise. I mean, this isn't a game. This isn't fun. It's not a hobby. You need to make money. So you need to understand what the economics of that business are. If you want to start, you know, a hobby business, we are going to hire someone. She's going to be an intern in the fall. She has this massive business on eBay, but she takes it seriously. She treats it like a business. So you have to understand what the finances are, you know, on eBay business. How much does it cost to ship this stuff? How do you make sure you get paid?
I'm sorry, do you want to do it every day? I mean, I've sort of had my passion is baking. I'd love to own a bakery. I talk about it all the time. I talk about it with Kim all the time. Flour and flowers, they even have the name. But do I really want to spend my day making 200 blueberry muffins? I don't think I do. So you need to ask yourself those kind of questions, too.
And one of the things that I thought was really, really perfect is you say assemble a small team, a team of experts, because you think that you may understand all the facets of the business, but, you know, you don't know how to pay the bills or do the bookkeeping or the accounting. What is that small business team?
Well, we recommend you get a lawyer on board to help you with the incorporation, an accountant to help you with the taxes.
Because,
right. One of the reasons we wrote the book, we made a series of sort of costly mistakes at the beginning that really could have been avoided if we had the help at the start of our business.
Excellent publicists. There's no reason we should know about tax law. There's no reason. That's not how we spend our day. So if you spend a little money up front, it will save you thousands of dollars in the long run.
Another suggestion you have, start writing a business plan, because when you put it down on paper, all of a sudden the pieces come together and you figure out, is this thing a little bit too much bigger than I anticipated?
Right. We have a colleague and a friend now who has this great idea, and she keeps saying, I want to start this business. Great, write it up. And then she gets stuck. So what we are trying to encourage her and everyone out there is to make it manageable for yourself. Start with, what are your goals? How much will it cost to run the business? What is the competition like? Can you really make it? But we started, and we kind of have to admit, we operate on little index cards, okay? So where
are we now? Not that we're recommending that. We really do think people should sit down and write the plan. But we don't think, unless you're going after big money, it needs to be a huge 60-page document. I mean, just sort of the basics of where you want to be in 5 years and what the finances are and, you know, what kind of employees you want to bring in is a really good start.
Well, Caitlin and Kimberly, this is, I have to say, a great read. I love the last chapter on all the pieces of advice, all those things that, you know, you go in the business world every day and you think to yourself, you know, these are the basics, you know,
right.
Trust your instincts, things like that. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.